Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. I'm talking via Skype to Rachel Capel, the events organiser for Oxford City Council. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So, the Oxford Christmas Light Festival is happening this weekend. How did it all begin?
Well, it's been going for a long, long time now, and has evolved over the years, actually. It used to be centred around the lantern procession, which is still a key part of the festival, but that would happen on one evening, on Friday evening, and it used to be called Christmas Light Night. And over the years it's evolved, and since 2013 we've been doing more activities over a full weekend, and it's now the Christmas Light Festival.
Fantastic. So when do you begin preparation for the weekend?
Well, for me, it's Christmas all year round, to be honest. It really does take that much planning because it's something that involves so many different partners, lots of cultural venues, museums, theatres, all putting on different activities for people to take part in over the festival weekend. And on top of that, obviously, it's great that the City Council invests in putting on the festival, but there is quite a substantial amount of fundraising that needs to happen, and that takes time, as I'm sure you can probably guess. So, yeah, there's a lot of planning that goes into it, and a lot of people getting involved in different ways.
Yeah. So onto the weekend itself, you've mentioned the Lantern Parade already. What's this year's theme?
So the theme this year is Winter Tales. And yes, the lantern procession is the main way in which we get that theme across. And this year, one of Oxford's kind of lesser known winter tales is depicted in the lantern procession. So there'll be some huge lanterns and some smaller lanterns telling the story of Empress Matilda, who was under siege in Oxford Castle. And during the snow, she managed to escape disguised in white, and I think then made her way to Wallingford. It's a 12th century, you know, story, and there's a long involved context to that. But we, you know, anybody who picks up the brochure can see a kind of edited version of that story. But it's going to be quite exciting when we see it in the lantern procession, because there's going to be, you know, a huge Empress Matilda and a huge King Stephen, and then all the soldiers from each side, you know, in little lanterns. So I'm really looking forward to that. And there's about 300 children who've been involved in making some of the lanterns and who will be in the procession. And there'll be some bands in the procession as well. And it will, you know, start at the castle and then end up in Broad Street. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be very visually impressive.
Well, I hope so. Certainly, I've seen some of the lanterns already, and I think they look great. So, obviously, they're going to look even better because it's going to be dark. It gets, as we all know, it's already started to get dark quite early.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we'll see the Christmas lights in the city will be on for the first time as well.
Oh.
So that combined with the lantern procession, I think will make for quite a magical evening on Friday.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. So I want to just ask you about a few of the other events that caught my eye. Can you tell me a bit about the Fright Night at the Ashmolean?
Essentially, the Ashmolean are delivering something called Fright Night, which is it's going to be all about the science of hope and fear. So that's its own little story, really, which is not necessarily as Christmas related as some of the other events, but I think it's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be really quite exciting.
Yeah.
And that event is actually, although it's free, it is ticketed. So that's something that people will need to book to,
yes,
to go to.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Another one that caught my eye was Colony.
Yeah, that's really quite beautiful. It's quite difficult to describe,
yeah,
but essentially there's these huge inflated balls which light up and emit sound.
Mm.
And so you can kind of, you know, there's pictures of people, because we've had it as a much smaller version a few years ago.
Yeah.
And now there's going to be up to 10 of these huge spheres which you can hug, you can listen to, you can stand amongst, and it's quite an atmospheric installation, really, which people can get up close to and just kind of take it all in, really.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. It's nice to be able to interact with them.
Well, it is. Yeah, it is. And I think that's quite key this year, there's another installation that's in Broad Street called Illumophonium. And again, that is something that people can play. You touch it and it lights up in different ways and it emits different sounds, and you can really create your own little musical landscape, you know, just by playing with it. And the other piece in Ball Street, again, I'm really looking forward to is a converted shipping container, and inside there's a miniature landscape of a riot. It's a piece that started in Dismaland. That might be a festival that some people have heard of. Mm. It's something that's visiting the sites of notable riots that have happened in cities. And again, so you've got this little miniature story being played out inside a shipping container, and you literally just, you know, look through, poke your eyes through these little holes and be able to see this whole other world. And I personally really want to see that. I mean,
yeah.
Not the most feel good of stories, and you know, but actually really quite exciting, I think, as a piece of work. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating and really important to see, and it sounds like it's a significant part of the festival.
Yeah.
So apart from this installation, what else are you most looking forward to?
Well, I think one of the things that will be really nice for people, I mean, I might not get a chance to do this myself, but if I was going, I would definitely want to pop along to the castle on Saturday, because there's a chance to make some of those lanterns that you've been seeing, you know, in the lantern parade, because we've got a workshop that's happening from 12 until 4 o'clock, and you can literally drop in and, you know, meet some of the artists, and they can help you and your little one if you're bringing someone with you, you know, to make one of those lanterns for yourselves. And I think, in a way, Saturday is going to be quite a very different atmosphere, because obviously, you know, it's got some daytime activities there for people to take part in. Mm. But I think it's going to be really great, because you've got the Christmas market in Ball Street. You can go and make a lantern at the castle. And then you can have a look at some of those installations I described. The colony installation with the big spheres will be in Gloucester Green on the Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then you've got those two big installations in Broad Street, the shipping container and the Illumophonium. And so I think that's going to be quite a nice day, a day out, actually, for people. There'll be plenty going on there. And there'll be choirs dotted around the city as well. So I think it will feel quite Christmassy. I know it's still relatively early, but a good way to launch that Christmas feeling, I think.
Yeah, I think it's acceptable. It's the start of Advent on Sunday, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Excellent. So how can people get involved?
Well, one way of being able to have a look at everything that's going on is, you know, simply to click onto the Christmas Light Festival website, which is oxfordschristmas.com. And I mean, when you go onto that website, there's little images of everything. Mm. And in a way, you'd be able to get more of a sense of things than you can from our booklet. But the booklet, the event guide, is something that you can pick up at the Tourist Information Centre on Broad Street, and you'd be able to have that with you. So there's two ways. In advance, you can get onto the website, have a little look at some of the detail and some of the images that are there describing the events. And then as a good reference, you can pick up your booklet and have that with you as you're going around the city.
Brilliant. Well, it's been really interesting talking to you, Rachel. Thank you very much.
Thanks ever so much.